Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Polling continues to show a tight race as Vice President Harris and former President Trump head into Tuesday night's ABC News debate. George Washington University political scientist Matt Dalek.
What's really crazy is that no one is really talking anymore about a convicted felon running for president. I mean, people are talking about it a little bit, but it's sort of fallen away.
The debate at 9 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday on ABC. Abortion will be an issue in the November election. The Associated Press reports Florida state troopers have been showing up at the homes of voters, asking them about signing a petition to get an abortion rights amendment on the ballot. Powerful drought in the Amazon rainforest has produced the lowest water levels on the Paraguay River, running through that country, Brazil, and Argentina, disrupting commerce and creating hazards for local transport. The Paraguay River down to its lowest point in 120 years. This is ABC News. The chief exec of one of the nation's largest railroads is under investigation.
Norfolk Southern's board of directors says they've hired an outside law firm to investigate potential ethical lapses involving CEO Alan Shaw. Shaw spent decades at the railroad, one of the six largest in the country, but he took over as CEO less than a year before the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Activist investors have been trying to take control of the railroad and oust Shaw. Norfolk Southern did not provide details about the allegations. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In addition to James Earl Jones, we also learned of the death of Edward B. Johnson. As a CIA officer, he traveled to Iran with a colleague in 1979 to rescue six U.S. diplomats who fled the Tehran embassy takeover, a mission dramatized in the 2012 Oscar-winning Fargo. The CIA says Johnson died late last month after a bout with pneumonia. Edward B. Johnson was 81. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy. So what is it? Well, financial literacy is not learning how to pick stocks in the stock market. Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget, how to track personal spending, how to manage and get out of debt, and how to reasonably plan for retirement. And get this, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any Badger State resident. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just search online for UW Extension Financial Coach, and you can get to a sign-up form. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats they've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight. We'll have light winds and upper 50s expected by sunrise. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Our winds out of the south and southwest. High temperatures will warm to the upper 70s and lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The last time I had the privilege of being with you was right after Joe Biden's final debate as a candidate. While I was away, we watched one of the better Democratic National Conventions that I've watched on many metrics, including speech making. Tomorrow, there will be the only debate between the two presidential candidates with any chance of winning. I am fascinated at the process that goes into preparing for these. I'm fascinated by their impacts. I'm even fascinated if the impacts are limited. And really excited at this moment because we have a chance to talk to somebody who's been in the belly of the beast. Jeff Schessel is the co-founder of West Wing Writers. He was himself a West Wing writer. He was senior staff and deputy chief speechwriter for President Bill Clinton. He is the author of 3 books. His most recent is Mercury Rising, John Glenn, John Kennedy, and the New Battleground of the Cold War. It was about space, among other things. He has been thinking about and working on and writing and coaching people forming words with some hope for impact, including political impact, for a while. An honor to talk to him. Jeff Schessel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want to jump straight in. First of all, and I want to nerd out a little bit, if I can have permission to actually talk about some of the process stuff. But since we've been talking about the debate, what, when you are getting ready to watch a debate, if you watch them, what do you tend to watch for, or what do you think people should be watching for tomorrow?
Well, I think specifically thinking about tomorrow, as we're all thinking about tomorrow, there's a question that really seems to have sort of settled as an overhang above the Harris campaign, and that is whether voters really are going to have the chance in this abbreviated campaign to get to know who she is and more importantly, where she stands on the issues. And I think in a very selective and strategic way over the last few weeks, she's been rolling this out. But there's clearly, based on the most recent polling, there's clearly a hunger to understand her better, to know more. And if people are going to take a gamble, as they might see it, on a political leader who they don't know very well, they want to see if they can get to know her just a little bit better between now and the election. So tomorrow really is going to be the best opportunity she has between now and election day. President Trump, former President Trump, who's much more of a known quantity, there's a real question, I think, in many people's minds, whether he is at all in control of himself. Mm-hmm. This has never been his strongest suit, sense of self-control, but I think that most observers, including a lot of observers on the right in the Republican Party who would like him to win, actually think that he seems not to be in full possession of whatever faculties he once had. So I think that that is what we're, that's what I'm going to be watching for tomorrow night, to see whether he's capable, not so much of kind of restraint. He is capable of quieting it down for a debate. We've seen that before. But is he able actually, with any sense of discipline at all, to stick to whatever his messages are? Yeah. That's an open question.
Yeah, the bifurcation, the combination of messages that talked about a little bit ago, and that Kamala put in her speech, that in so many ways Donald Trump is not a serious man, but electing him president is a serious thing. That from an argument standpoint, from that portion of rhetoric, that I want her to make the case that if he's out of control, it's bad. And by the way, if he's in control, it's bad. It's not that I don't want the only argument to be, he can't control himself. If he is in control, he will do bad things. So I want sort of both messages. You also said something that I wanted to, that I appreciated, because we've had this call. It's like, should Kamala have even stood in for this debate? Should you have been willing to stand on the same stage as her? In your case is, maybe she needed to, because not enough Americans know her, or at least some of them. One of the arguments against her by her opponents will be, hey, can you really trust this not as known quantity? Is that sort of your take?
Yeah, it's absolutely my take. I think it's a no-brainer. I think on a certain level, she owes it to the American public to take up these opportunities, whether the opportunity is that sort of lengthy CNN interview she did with her running mate, or whether it's a debate or other kind of availability. She needs to show the American people not only who she is, but that she's not afraid of showing the American people who she is. And I think that every one of these has been an upside for her. I mean, she had an incredibly strong performance in the run-up to the convention, at the convention, at the CNN interview, and I think she'll put in as someone on her side, I'm supposed to be diminishing expectations here. But I think this is an excellent forum for her to show again what her strengths are.
How much overlap is there for people who are West Wing speechwriters? How much overlap is there between those folks and campaign speechwriters? And my impression is probably not at all at the moment, but right at like in the same moment, but there might be one who does one and then resigns and then steps into the other role. How much slop over, how much overlap does there tend to be?
You've got to have dedicated campaign speechwriters who are on the plane with the yep. candidate and just living and breathing that 24 hours a day. At the same time, you've got all this capability in the White House, and you've got to be coordinated. You've got to also stay within the ethics rules and
how do you
laws.
Do that?
So
how do you do
it's
that?
It's a tricky
right?
choreography. Well, I'll be honest. It's changed in the years since I was helping to navigate this. And so I'm not going to be your best source sure. on exactly where the lines are, but I know that there are moments when a writer is wearing her official hat, and when a writer's wearing her campaign hat, and there are boundaries that are defined for this, and I think they're pretty good at steering clear. But I think that the important thing is to just make sure that you have the best people working for you at all times. And I know that since Vice President Harris emerged as the likely nominee and then the nominee, there's been a migration of talent into the operation, and
people are excited. She's getting good people.
Absolutely. She's getting the best people, and everybody wants to help however they can. There are probably too many people actually who would like, there are more people who want to help than sure. there's room to help. I think that's often the case.
Sure.
That wasn't the case when President Biden was going to be the nominee, as we know.
What are some things people might not be aware of in terms of debate or speech prep? I'm going to get more into that after the break. But in particular, I think about the things that you really can prepare for. And it seems like things you can prepare for. You can prepare your opening statement because you know that's going to happen. You can prepare your closing statement. You know that's going to happen. You can prepare for lots of responses to issues and questions you know are going to come up. What does that preparation process look like from the speechwriters? I think we have some idea of what it looks like for the candidate. But from the speechwriter, how does the person who's helping with the words weigh in?
Well, I mean, certainly speechwriters are helping, as you suggested, to script the opening and the closing statements and a lot of lines along the way. What is the best way? We know what we got to say. We know our best kind of angle of attack, or we know our best line of defense. What are the best ways to craft those lines? And so speechwriters are obviously integral to that process, and just part of the, there are a lot of people who are part of it. And so it's not as if speechwriters then retire to a room and work it all out for everybody. It's a freewheeling process. But speechwriters are trained to be hopefully good at this kind of thing, and so they're a big part of it. But I think the real challenge for somebody who is naturally very skilled at this sort of thing, as Kamala Harris is not to over-prepare.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been reading about their debate prep. They have a really first-rate group of folks in there. They know exactly what they're doing, and she knows exactly what she's doing. At the same time, there was a point at which, I mean, I remember talking to some of the folks who had been training Bill Clinton in 1996 for his debates against Bob Dole. There's a point at which the candidates, or in that case, the incumbent president's head is just so stuffed full of facts, yeah, figures, lines, that they start on a certain intuitive level.
We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Right for just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back in moments. This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with Jeff Schessel, West Wing Writers.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
He goes, "Hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Can I tell you something without you getting mad?"
Sure. Oh,
goes,
"No."
"Hey, is that John Mino up there?" And guy Kyle goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him."
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Nothing. No.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It has something to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, was strong enough to dissolve metal. Your stomach acid is. That's why, for gut health, we choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional products, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M. And we're back with Jeff Schessel. So I'm interested in the role, really interested in the role of the speechwriter, both what they can do and the limits. None of us can, with the best coach's help, turn ourselves into Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or you name your favorite speaker. What can the speechwriter do? Where do they add the most value?
Well, the answer to that question is going to vary depending on who you're working with. And I just, when you frame the question that way, it brings me back to a conversation I had with a new client back in 2001. We had just left the White House, and we just started West Wing Writers, and I was in a boardroom somewhere to work with a CEO who I'd never met, and his consigliere said, "So we know what you did at the White House. We want you to turn our CEO into Bill Clinton. He's an okay speaker. We want you to turn him into Bill Clinton."
Nice. And you said, "John, easy, I got it. It's going to take me a week. You only need three sessions, and then you got
exactly.
it."
Exactly. Here's the formula. I said, "Look, full disclosure, I didn't turn Bill Clinton into Bill Clinton. He was pretty fully formed by the time I got there." But, you know, that was one of the many things that was so incredible about the education that I got in writing for Bill Clinton was, here's a guy, as we all know, who could just stand up at a microphone and hold everybody's attention in a really compelling way, frame a brilliant argument for half an hour up there without any notes. So if he can do that, why does he need me at all? And so we had to dig really deep to figure out where our value add was. And for Bill Clinton, it was in a number of different ways. And one was in the structure of the thing, to build a really sound linear argument that built momentum toward an inevitable conclusion that, It would, in a way, sort of wed him to a structure that would allow him to always be moving forward, even as he did extemporaneously all the incredible stuff that only he could do. That was part of what we added to Bill Clinton's picture and helped him to be the best version of himself at the podium that he could be. For other speakers, it's very different. I work for some speakers who are gifted extemporaneous speakers and others who really need the coaching and the script, and they need to be able to deliver a script, but not to sound like they're reading a script. And so that takes a different kind of work. So you've got to come into every situation, and I know this seems obvious, but you've got to recognize that for all the experience I've had, this feeling that you know, yes, at this point in my career, maybe I feel like I've seen it all, but I haven't, because I haven't worked with you before. And so I need to understand how you think, how you speak, and where you are along this continuum of how good you can be. You don't want to push somebody outside their comfort zone, or they're going to be obviously uncomfortable and inauthentic. But you want to get them as far along that progression as you possibly can. And the way you do that, again, is going to vary depending on who it is and what they need.
On the words, how much would you say, either in the West Wing work or since, are the words written by the speechwriter? How often are they written by the candidate? And any about that back and forth?
Well, I know this sounds like it can't possibly be true, but I think that when you are in a really productive speechwriting relationship, it really has to be a relationship. It's not a staff over here cranking something out, handing it to the candidate who then reads it cold, the old, what they used to call in TV news, rip and read, you know, just rip it off the thing and read it into the camera. It's a collaborative. When it works well, it's because it's a collaborative relationship where you are in a very literal way kind of completing each other's thoughts, completing each other's sentences. And so it actually, when it works that way, it can be hard to look at the draft later and know where the lines came from. Did I say that? Did he say that? Did we arrive at this together over the course of the conversation? That's not to say that I can't sometimes say, I remember when I sat down and I came up with that line. Sometimes that's true. Or I remember when he said this to me in conversation and I kind of filed it away, pocketed it, and now I'm putting it where it belongs in this speech. But it is a conversation
that involves
a clear line of argument. Yeah.
That's interesting. People who are Hollywood writers say essentially the same thing. When you have a good writer's room, right, that people even say, there's sort of an ethic. You don't say, that's my line. No, that's the writer's room line. Like the writer's room came up with that because it is so collaborative. When you see that breakdown, or when you see people not, the mistake you see speech writers make, if you're going to pick out one, what's the most frequent mistake? Maybe that's too clumsy a question.
Well, I mean, I do think that this frequent mistake you see among experienced speechwriters is this kind of sense that I got this. I'm the professional, done this a million times. I got this. I know what we have to do. And they don't invest themselves in the kind of conversation that I was describing before. It's not just a lack of humility, but I think it's this feeling that they've already have the answers. In fact, they might already have the skills, but they don't have the answers. They don't have the sense yet of how those skills should apply in this particular set of circumstances. So that's a common mistake you see among folks who have a lot of experience. I think there's another mistake that I see a lot of, which is this, in politics particularly, there's a faith in stock phrases.
Hold that thought. We're going to say goodbye after this break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll wrap up with Jeff Schessel right after this break, and we'll get back to your calls. You're listening to Tom's show. I'm Jeff. Thanks for being with us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Polling continues to show a tight race as Vice President Harris and former President Trump head into Tuesday night's ABC News debate. George Washington University political scientist Matt Dalek.
What's really crazy is that no one is really talking anymore about a convicted felon running for president. I mean, people are talking about it a little bit, but it's sort of fallen away.
The debate at 9 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday on ABC. Abortion will be an issue in the November election. The Associated Press reports Florida state troopers have been showing up at the homes of voters, asking them about signing a petition to get an abortion rights amendment on the ballot. Powerful drought in the Amazon rainforest has produced the lowest water levels on the Paraguay River, running through that country, Brazil, and Argentina, disrupting commerce and creating hazards for local transport. The Paraguay River down to its lowest point in 120 years. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin-raised eggs are subject to a recall. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Salmonella outbreak has gotten more than 60 people sick, and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff say these eggs came from a Wisconsin farm. Officials say they're from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bonduelle, that's north of Green Bay. The cartons were sold in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under the labels Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Democrats are literally going to new heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states on Saturday. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he's embraced some of its key ideas, like eliminating the Federal Department of Education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eminem fans take note, the rapper will open the Video Music Awards. Eminem is nominated for 8 awards. On his last VMA appearance, he shared the stage with Snoop Dogg in 2022. The last time he opened the VMAs was 2010. Deadline reports that if Eminem wins even one of his 8 nominations, that would make him the most decorated male Video Music Award artist in history. He has a total of 67 nominations, which is second only to Madonna. The Video Music Awards will be broadcast Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central on the MTV networks. There is nothing like a good snubbing. In this year's Country Music Awards, Morgan Wallen leads the field with 7 nominations, 4 for an album called I Had Some Help, on which he collaborated with Post Malone. Notably absent from the CMA nominees was Beyoncé for her album Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter was number 1 on the country charts for 4 weeks. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air November 20th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the overnight. We'll have light winds and upper 50s expected by sunrise. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Our winds out of the south and southwest. High temperatures will warm to the upper 70s and lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, veteran artist Laura Meisenhelder Taylor stops by to talk about her artwork.
Plus, Andrew Muzu is our NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour their food. And you'll love that it's the healthiest, best dog food for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. My dog is right here below me wandering around looking for treats. Text fees may apply. Hi, George. You're a good boy. All right, that's not a prop. It's true. Well, he is a prop, but it's also true. We are back with Jeff Schessel, West Wing Writers. Thank you so much for being with us. Before we wrap, let me say you were offering mistakes that you see, frequent mistakes. Please continue. Please finish that.
Well, I'll add a couple quickly before we wrap. One is that there's an excess of faith in stock phrases. I'll give you an example. Democracy is on the ballot. We've heard that a lot. That was a favorite line of President Biden's. He's hardly the only one who's used it. It's a fine line. I might be happy with myself if I wrote a line like that. And yet, what does it actually mean? It's fine to include a line like that if you're then going to explain yourself, if you're then going to do the work of persuading your audience of this particular point of view. It is not enough to just drop that in there and think that that settles the argument. And you do see a lot of that. They're like, this is such a neat little formulation that we can drop that in and then move on. And I think that there's not always the willingness to go a couple steps further and actually explain what you mean. I think there's another weakness that I'll mention that we all have, which is swinging for the fences. There's a moment for that, but the truth is there aren't that many moments for that. And not every speech is an opportunity to kind of show off your chops as a rhetorician. And you see too many speeches that are overwritten because as a writer, you want your work to feel like it was work. You want it to feel like something other than conversational speech. But sometimes actually what is needed, and in fact, often what is needed, is well-crafted, seemingly conversational speech. That's a skill in itself. But stuff that yearns to be carved into granite on the wall of a monument somewhere, there are very few moments, if any, in a speechwriter's career where you get to write stuff like that.
Do you have a moment in granite? And I don't know the rules of this. So I've worked as a judicial clerk, and I wrote some lines I'm proud of that are now in the Federal Register and operate as precedent in the Ninth Circuit. Still sort of governing law, roughly speaking. But they ain't my lines, they're my judge's lines. But are there lines, I don't know what you're allowed to say, but are there lines you're really proud of? And even in particular, any lines you're willing to share?
There are lines I'm proud of. There are maybe fewer than I wish. And in part, it's because, again, Clinton understood that the sign of a good speech generally was the sense of that connectedness to the audience. He would often kind of scold us and he would say, I don't want to give a speech here. I just want to talk to people. And then we would get back to working on the speech. He was making an important point, which is that the speech needed to be direct. It needed to be sort of plain spoken, but better. But it didn't need to be sort of high flown and again striving to be quoted in you know the Oxford Dictionary quotations or included there. That being said, as a speechwriter, I would love to have landed more great lines in there. It's just that there wasn't as much occasion for it as you might think. And the line that I do have one line in Bartlett's, or at least I did at one point, is probably not still there. And it was not a line that I thought was, again, one for the ages, and probably isn't. But it was when the results of the 2000 election had been thrown into chaos and confusion. Clinton was giving a short speech about something else, and I prepared a line for him where he said, the American people have spoken. It's just going to take some time to figure out what they said. Well, that was the line, not
the good lines line.
That I thought might someday kind of echo through the ages. That was the line that wound up in the book. Again, I doubt 20, 25 years later, it's still there, but it did, it did appear at one point. That was my great success, if you want to call it that.
Well, Jeff Shrestel, I genuinely hope we will force a chance to talk again and even an even greater length. I could do this for a long time, but I know that brevity is the soul of wit, and appreciate very much the time that you have spent with us. What should people check out? Where can people see your stuff?
People can go to my website, which is my last name, which is Shrestel, Shesol.com, and you can find links to my articles, my posts, my books, and all the rest of it.
Jeff, thank you so much, man. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, be well. Let's go straight back to your calls. I hope people found that. I mean, you know what we do here, right? People who work at the highest levels to figure out what needs to be said and how to say it, I find that really fascinating. I also find it important, both in the run-up to a historic debate, and this will be a historic debate. Think about that for a moment. This is the question, like, why should this debate happen? Why should people watch it? Why should Kamala Harris even show up to it? Why should anybody pay attention or care? Here's a little bit. This debate will be historic, whatever happens. It's going to be the only one they do. If Kamala Harris wins, be the first woman president in the history of the United States. I think we're not saying that enough times. Maybe because it didn't vault Hillary Clinton into the White House, although she won the popular vote. Maybe because there's already enough unknown doubt. Maybe because there's so much to focus on. Are you sure you just want to focus on that? But wow, that's a big deal. Wow, that's a big deal. He used to say it with, even when Hillary was president, when Obama was president, I would talk about the Thai restaurant that I would go to near my old office. And I'd go there, and on the counter, they had laminated the presidents of the United States, right? That composite board that shows all the faces. And it was just like, old day white dude, white dude with beard, why do I? And then Barack Obama, and it's like, okay, it's a little bit more like our country. If we elect Kamala Harris, it's a big, big difference for history. It's a big, big deal. And I don't want to focus just on identity, but even just on identity, it's a big, big deal. It's also a really big deal in terms of what's going to happen in our economy, what's going to happen with childcare, what's going to happen with women's right to choose, what's going to happen with guns in schools, on so many issues. Now go the other way. What if Donald Trump is elected? What's going to happen in Ukraine? What's going to happen with Russian power? What's going to happen to NATO? What's going to happen to the Western Alliance? What's going to happen to democracy? What's going to happen to domestic democracy? Yeah, what's going to happen with guns in schools? What's going to happen with women's right to choose? What's going to happen with an economy that's built more and more for the fewer rather than for the more? What's going to happen with what signal we sent to the next generation of how you're supposed to live your life and who you're supposed to be? And what does being president signify? Because ultimately, this election is not about Donald Trump. It's about us. It's about what we stand for. And this is our chance to see these people side by side, to manifest what we watch, what we're willing to spend time doing. This will be a historic one. And so I find that interesting. I also find it interesting just how they do this stuff. And I could have done that for hours. But I know there's other things we need to get to, including your call. So let's do it right now. Let's go to Brandon. You win the Most Patient Listener Award. Brandon, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing good.
Cool. So you asked the question earlier, what steps should Kamala Harris be taking for the debate? Or
that's the theme of the day.
Well, yeah. What do your guest earlier said that being overprepared is one issue that needs to be avoided. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that they brought up about Biden is that he might have been overprepared for that debate.
Yeah. He was trying to remember, and Brandon, my own take, and I wanted to soak up Jeff's wisdom more than offer my own, but what I see, and in fact, there's a TED speaker, if you like watch TED Talks, there's a TED speaker who wrote an article. He talks about there's sort of this dip. It's like you're authentic, and then you prepare, and as you're preparing, you get a little bit worse. Because you start trying to remember your lines. And then eventually you get them and you get out of that trough, out of that valley of despair, and get even better. But you want to make sure in your preparation you don't want to lose authenticity, you don't lose passion,
you want to be natural.
Fundamental why. Yeah.
Right. You want to be in the moment. Yeah, I think that's true. And also the fact that the problem that, not the problem that I had necessarily, but the problem that a lot of people that I know had with her debate with Mike Pence is that she was too affable. She was too nice about it. You know what I mean? She was too giggly. I don't know. I mean, I think that she needs to strike a balance between being tactful and still having that kind of nice side of her. But she needs to go hard at Trump. She needs to hit him hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best hit will be counter hits. And that's what she did. You know, she did that so well actually running against President Biden when she said, you know, I was that little girl. I do expect there to be a couple moments that hopefully will come across as authentic. And I think she can practice and include authenticity. I've seen her do it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Any questions you have, feel free to ask, or any thoughts about the debate coming up.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Mino and the mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Sure.
Goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino up there? And guy Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
And absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Grecian 44.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk. And it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit. And it turned and went, just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
And
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. Our favorite is the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, the sheets are unbelievably soft. They get even softer every time you wash it. Plus, if you're like me and you get a little too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. And it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. You know, Louise, she ordered these. She says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for guys, I, by the way, have started wearing shorts. Check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool, cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little bit of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom. Use code THOM for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. Don't forget to tell them that we sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. Their songs. We are back. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm Jeff. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you win the most patient listener award coming out of Seattle. Nice to hear you again.
Jeff. Hey, George Patton said, America loves a winner and will not tolerate a loser. And in the debate, I think Kamala should, you know what drives me crazy in debates when somebody says, I'm going to answer that question, but first. So every time they ask her a question about whatever it is, economy or whatever, say, I'm going to answer that question. But first, Mr. Trump or Donald, whichever, she should alternate between the two. She says, Mr. Trump is a, I got a list. He's a liar. He's an adjudicated sex offender. He's a indicted for all his January 6th crimes. I won't get into every one of them. He's financial fraud, real estate, his real estate profiling, his bankruptcies, sleeping with porn stars, stealing from his foundation, fraud from Trump University, obstruction on his classified documents, obstruction and conspiracy, and I didn't even get into 2025, you know? So anytime they ask about the economy, it's all about Trump University, you know? Be sure to call him a loser every now and then, too, so that Americans know he's a loser. You know, economy, it's all about bankruptcy, fraud. You know, he's convicted of fraud, my goodness. You know, and just keep hammering on him. Every time they ask a question, go after Trump first. And then if there's time, you know. answer the question. That's all I got.
I appreciate it, Jerry. Yeah, the I do think that using the time to highlight some of those things, it relates to the thing we were talking about before, this question we've had about should Kamala even be there and should people even watch. I try to listen when I'm here. I learn things every time. It changes. It certainly shapes. It certainly informs how I think about things. And this is shaping and informing how I think about things. That because what I try to do when I'm helping somebody prepare to speak, I'm trying to find the hard part. I'm trying to find the truest thing to say. But what's the truest thing? Because the truest thing, it's often the hard part, right? I mean, both those things. What's the truest thing that could be said? And maybe the truest thing to say, and avoid the cliche. I don't think you have, I think we'd use it. That's not, you would use it. There's so many different ways to say it, but you could either put it as a statement or as a question. You'd say, the American people have to decide if Donald Trump is fit to be president. Might even ask the question, what is the kind of thing that would make somebody be unfit to be president? Is being a convicted felon the kind of thing that should make you unfit to be president? Is having an adjudicated sexually assaulter, does that make you unfit to be president? Does trying to overturn a duly decided election make you unfit to be president? Is it, you could even flip it. You could even say, what does it take to be fit to be president? If you have a track record of lying to the American people and trying to topple democracy and being cahoots with our biggest enemies, are you fit to be president? If you're a convicted felon, are you fit to be president? If you've worked to overturn essential freedoms of women and human beings in our country, are you fit to be president? And I think if you use that as a mantra, but then pivot it from it, you could use the question, use it as a mantra, go the other way and just say, I will be honest, Donald Trump is not fit to be president. Ultimately, this election is not about Donald Trump, it's about you. I'm here to talk to you. I think that thing, anyway, that's my biggest insight. The biggest thing that's occurring to me now. But let's get back to you, including Stephen from Lexington, Kentucky. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
Good.
Well, that's good to hear. I have a few things to say.
Okay, well, we have time for at least one or two of them.
You all been talking. So, first of all, I want to say that I think it would be a hell of a mistake for her not to sit there and appear on stage with him, because we've been hearing reports that people still don't know her. Well, she needs to be seen and she needs to be heard. She needs to be able to express what it is she stands for. I think she's been doing that more and more, but all these people, these naysayers who keep saying, you know, hounding her about this, at least she'll be able to do that. And it measures her up to him as a leader, or if you can call him a leader. I think he's a poor excuse if you want to know the truth. It goes into something, you know, I think what she needs to do is she needs to tie in the connection between the exploitation of labor and consumers by corporations, and also tie that in with undocumented labor at the hands of these Simone and Simon Legrees. And I think if she's able to do that, that's going to be an issue right there in itself. She's a consumer activist. She has a background in this, talking about price gouging.
Stephen, I appreciate the call. We're going to break, so make your last thought.
Why?
Okay. All right, Steve, appreciate the call. Appreciate so much being part of the community. We'll be right back after this break. We'll talk a little news, and we'll wrap up our debate discussion, including what do we predict?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special
a loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Mattiner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is running in Wisconsin's 18th Senate District. Kristen Alfheim joins us at 11:06. We'll hear what she's hearing about on the campaign trail. Don't miss it.
Mattiner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.